This is not primarily about pay. This is about safety. I think most doctors know their personal limit for safe working. They know how busy they can work and be safe. And most doctors at the moment feel they are very, very close to that limit.
That's
vote, isn't it? 98%. We're really disappointed to this. No junior doctor wants to take a desperate action.
Why? I can't understand why it's got this far.
It did not have to be this way.
I am finding it really difficult to decide what's the right thing to do in this situation.
On pay, you said something that I don't understand for you. You have said that this is revenue neutral. You've used that phrase, it's not going to cost any money at all. And you've said that 75% of junior doctors are going to be paid better, have more money coming in, and the rest won't be worse off. That is mathematically impossible.
Well, in the short term, as we transition to the new contract,
it will actually cost us more.
2 weeks later, there'll be a 48-hour walkout again for everything apart from emergency care. On the 10th of February, there'll be an all-out strike by junior doctors from 8 in the morning till 5.
To mislead the public.
Have you ever gone to hospital over the weekend and found it crummy?
Someone is lying.
What was that? Systems are wrong.
He's spins against us, he manipulates statistics against us, he frankly lies.
Mr. Speaker, the fundamental question hanging over ministers this morning is why continue this fight?
Why?
Talks have stalled. More strikes have been called.